good return.
Dairyland Seed District Sales Manager Keith Rico says rain has been spotty in central North Dakota, but other areas have had plenty of moisture. A third cutting of hay seems likely.
Going Jamestown, a little shy right in that area. As you know, it's probably one of the areas that just kind of missed out a little bit, Streeter, Yackel area, whatever, Medina. But in pockets south, that they seem like to get along. Braddock's getting along all right. And then North 94 is kind of mixed. Guys up by Rugby, they just Upham, Towner got their first half inch rain in quite some time. From that area, just been kind of on the tail end of things. Other than that, locally here, we're looking pretty strong. So, had a record yield by Cooperstown. It had 10 ton of haylage, their first cutting this year, and brand new seeding from last fall. But irrigated ground, but it's really good soil to start with. But yeah, the hay crops now are really coming along. And hay market's good with beef cattle and demand and hay going south.
Rico says there's still time to plant fall seeded alfalfa.
Basically, you know, now we're chasing some fall seed alfalfa right now. Perfect time. We got about 10 days, 2 weeks. You guys have some moisture to got some small grains off or some, maybe a PP spot or something. We're putting in fall seed alfalfa right now. And so then kind of steady busy with that. Had some calls on that and some deliveries going out. So we can do that now for about another 10 days, 2 weeks, depending on the time frame. And the bugs are leaving us alone. And the soybeans look like the heavy rain probably comes through. For the most part, kind of wash some of those down, cool those off. So we're, while there might be some pockets of aphids in that Griggs County, Stutzman County, they're a little bit drier north of about 94. But other than that, we're doing pretty well.
Reporting agriculture.